Now, our next visit was to Birmingham. Must say, it absolutely poured with rain the day we were there. I was actually on my way to meet some Brexiteers at the Birmingham Library, but on my way, I passed an absolutely magnificent statue of King Edward VII. And I stopped to have a look at it and then realised that actually, old King Edward could teach us quite a bit about Britain's place in the world and our possible relationship with other countries if we vote to leave the European Union. So I thought I'd stop in the rain and just record a quick piece for us. Well, hello and welcome to a really very wet and soggy Birmingham. Behind me here we've got the statue of King Edward VII. It was put up in 1910 by public subscription of the citizens of Birmingham. And actually that block of Carrara marble you've got up there still holds the record for being the biggest lump of marble ever to be imported into Britain from Carrara in Italy for carving into a statue. So the reason why I thought I'd just do a quick little talk here, say something about King Edward VII and what he can teach us about the current debate about the European Union. Edward VII was king of this country from 1901 to 1910. He was not just the king of Great Britain, he was also the Emperor of India, and of course ruled the whole British Empire, Australia, Canada, India, Australia and so on. And today, of course, most of those countries are now independent, but English is still very much the main language that is spoken in the majority of those countries, or at least it's a second language, and that gives us a huge advantage when it comes to trading with those countries. So, were Britain to leave the European Union, as I believe it should, trade with the European Union wouldn't really be affected terribly much at all, but trade with the rest of the world would. In fact, Britain's trade with the European Union has been going down ever since 1995, and it's projected that by the year 2025 it'll go down by another 20%. Trade with the rest of the world, by contrast, has been going up since the year 2000, is projected to increase by 30% by 2025. So out there in the rest of the world, there's a great future for Britain as a trading nation, just as we were back in the days of King Edward VII, when we had free trade deals with all sorts of countries all around the world. We can do it again, and when we leave the European Union, we can do it again. So come the referendum, vote no. I think I'll find somewhere to get out of the rain now.